That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day right here on Let's Face the Issues. We'll be talking about an issue today that we've discussed before, and in several occasions we've touched on it by a reference, but not with a full broadcast on it. We're talking about today, should we put the Bible back in the classrooms? Should we have Bible taught in our public school system? There are three states, I'm looking at headlines, says three states want to put Bible in the public schools. Well, Christians like the results. Back in the frontier days, this writer says, a lot of American kids went to school in one-room schoolhouses that doubled as a church on Sunday. The main textbook, and likely the only book most people had at home, was the Bible. This article reads further. In the 21st century, with schools receiving billions of dollars in taxpayer money, serving communities as diverse as the world itself, it's quite a bit more difficult to accord the Christian faith a place or a priority in the public educational system. And it goes further in the article. Oklahoma mandates the Bible. The superintendent of public instruction in Oklahoma mandated last year that public schools place Bibles in every classroom and the teacher be required to incorporate into its instructions. The rationale was that the Bible is a foundational document of Western civilization in general and American history and culture and jurisprudence in particular. And the article is a pretty large article. That's just the basic introductory thoughts to it. We'll be talking about that today. We'll be talking about an organization, a ministry called LifeWise Academy, that's involved in school after school after school across America, where the Bible is given the opportunity to be taught to the students. We'll talk about the unique approach and what takes place and how that's to be carried out. We have the LifeWise director for our area with us on the set today. Looking forward to some dialogue and discussion on it. So ponder, in these brief moments of monologue, ponder your question that you would like to ask Raina Sanford in relationship to what she's doing, why she's interested, why she's involved, and what the outcome happens to be even now. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the veracity of the word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth. It's not partial truth. It's not some truth. It's whole truth. And Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. Yet we have those, ladies and gentlemen, that constantly want to impinge upon the rational value and the rationale behind using the Word of God in a classroom and the students not being afforded that opportunity. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see those today that reject truth. In fact, many say There's no such thing as absolute truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline I'm looking at says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint says. Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I could have summarized it any more succinctly or any more dramatically, dogmatically, as was given in that statement from the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. One of the problems that I find, and perhaps you've heard this before, across America, according to the latest research, the latest survey, says that 55% of the 18 to 35-year-old age group, that's the millennials, say that there's no such thing as absolute truth. No such thing as absolute truth. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, even further than that, according to George Barner, in the Barner Report of 2 years ago, said that only 4% of the millennials have a biblical worldview. And of that 4%, 57% say that drugs are okay, lying is all right, homosexual marriages are okay, etc. So we're looking at a very watered-down, minuscule number of those that really stand for truth. And this is the reason I believe that it's so vital, so necessary, that we have the Bible back in the classrooms so that kids can learn the Word of God. There are a number of school districts across America that's required the Ten Commandments to be placed in the classroom. In 2018, in America, right here in the state of Florida, the law was passed, signed by the governor, passed into law, not been implemented, that requires the Word in God We Trust to be placed over every school classroom door, and we've not seen that take place. I believe it's time for Christian parents, for moral, ethical, biblical parents, and conservatives in our state to stand up and speak up and see that that law is implemented. It goes back to a deviation from truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, tell the truth, love the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. We love the truth, tell the truth, know the truth, and be willing to stand and defend the truth even to death. That's a need, I believe, today, perhaps as never before in the history of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flies the Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Looking forward to your telephone call, your interest in that subject even today. Ladies and gentlemen, a few more moments, and we'll open that telephone line. The telephone line's going to allow you to call in. We have as our special guest today, Raina Sanford. We're going to be talking with her in just one moment. But listen, could it be that a lot of our, let me just be very plain, juvenile thuggery on our streets, in fact, across America, you're hearing and witnessing and watching some of the chaos and the confusion, Portland, Oregon, Chicago, Illinois, and many other, very recently, Memphis, Tennessee, and other places across the nation where they're saying that the roving bands of teenagers are uncontrollable and they are in a dilemma as to what to do. yet they do not want President Trump to go in, clean it up, fix it up. My question is, and bringing that into the equation, is this. The question is very simple. Could it be, if we have Bible in the classrooms, that it would redirect the hearts and the minds for values, biblical values, ethics and morals, that we do not see in many of the teens in our nation today? Could it be possible? Is it possible? Would it be possible that if we would reintroduce the Bible in our classrooms, that somehow, some way, we'd see a strategic redirection of the hearts and the minds of our young people today? Our schools have simply become, for the most part, incubators for weaponization, sexualization, and the destruction of the morals and ethics and values of our kids. We are in an era, and I'm glad to see it changing rapidly with President Trump's leadership. We're still in an era where things that are being taught in our classroom are absolutely immoral, ungodly, unholy, and antithetical to anything that's called biblical truth. I believe that the reality is we do need to get back to the biblical basics where our kids can learn, if nothing else, the Ten Commandments. And Ten Commandments, recently in the state of Texas, when they were passing a law in relationship to the Ten Commandments, the Democrats in the House and the Senate started chiding the governor and others that were promulgating and pushing that legislation, said that they just recommended to the teachers and to the schools and to the parents, for the parents to tell the students that if you go into a classroom, there's Ten Commandments, tell your child, just don't look at it, don't read it. Now, that's a little odd sounding, and it ought not to be, but ladies and gentlemen, that's the culture in which we're living in today. There needs to be a biblical basics, I believe, going back to what does the Bible say. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to say this. I'm less than 100 years old. I remember when I was in the sixth grade in the 60s. There was a guy, he had this big pencil from Washington, D.C. with the fringes on it. And I pretended like I wanted to go to the restroom. And I was going to steal it. Time I went up under his desk, I looked up at the Tenth Commandment, and it went straight to, I shall not steal. Scared me to death. And when I was in junior high, excuse me, I got a paddling. I mean, I got not a whooping, you know, like they paddle you, give you about 2 or 3 swats. I tell you what, I never did that again either.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to, yes, Kenneth, one of the things, and we both understand that, it goes back to the fact that back in yesteryear, our schools, academics were taught, in fact, when, and I'm still under 100 also, but back in the classroom in my era, the teacher had the opportunity to stand, read from the Bible, quote the scripture, assign scripture memory verses for us to quote the next day in the classroom, which teacher would lead us in prayer, and then we'd pledge to the flag. Most of those things are absent today. And it is my most humble opinion, if we reinstitute those things, we'd find a vast marked difference in the morals and ethics and values of our kids today, our homes today, our families today. And I believe we would reduce the population in our jails today across America if that were to take place. So that's the reason I'm excited about and interested in the potentiality of seeing the Bible back in classrooms. I know there are a lot of folks that will say, well, we don't know what's going to be taught. We don't know whether it be straight correct theology or not. And then there are folks, and we're going to talk with Rihanna about that in a moment, then there are folks that are all upset about it, thinking that somehow, some way, you're going to teach somebody how to be a Baptist, or how you're going to be a Catholic, or how you be some denomination. And that's not the approach that it's taken at all. So I am thankful for the fact that we have Rihanna with us today. Rihanna, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I'm going to ask you to just take a few moments and get us started, then we'll take our next call. Would you introduce yourself, basically, briefly, tell us about Lifeway Academy and what you're doing today?
Sure. Thank you for having me, as always. Glad to be here for my second time here on the Let's Face the Issues show. And yes, I am the program director for LifeWise Academy Duval. And we got started here in the summertime, actually, where we began starting to put it together, our program here, to where we are able to bring biblical education back to the school day. And so, as we know, because of the federal government, I guess over a series of years, basically removing the Bible from the school, LifeWise Academy, many years ago, back in 2018, found a way to be able to solve the issue, solve the separation of church and state. And because it is a problem, right? We know a lot of people that have used that as a reason for kicking the Bible and Christianity or anything of the sort out of the schools. And so what LifeWise Academy is here to do is to give parents the opportunity to, again, be able to offer biblical education to their students without it being on the campus, without it using federal monies. And so we still are recognizing the separation of church and state, even though we understand it's not really a thing.
Yes,
it's a made-up thing. We understand it's a made-up thing, but it is something that right now, as our government stands, it is a problem, and it's a reason why they have to keep the Bible out of the schools. And then we're community driven, and so it's driven by the people, the churches, the business leaders in the community who understand that there is a problem. There is a problem, like you mentioned, in our society where children are not learning absolute truth.
Right.
Absolute truth. They are learning something instead that is helping them to build a worldview on what I call shifting sand, what mm-hmm. the Bible calls shifting sand.
Right.
And as a result, we're seeing the all-time highs of anxiety, of depression, of suicide, crime rates that are going sky high, and all these things. We are providing a solution to help put an end to that in our communities.
Absolutely. Well said. I believe I have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
Believers need to know that we're to occupy until he comes. The reality is someone's worldview will prevail in the government-controlled classroom in that space. Secularist, anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Bible, progressives have often filled the void, I believe, left because Christians have abandoned that space. And, you know, for the individuals that scream separation of church and state, well, you have your own little church, little religious group. You know, leftists have their own little religious faith and practice. And that's borne out in the evolutionary mindset. It's an atheistic mindset. The redefinition of terms like gender and marriage, and that has pervaded the secular government-controlled classroom for some time. So I would just encourage Christians to plug in and realize from whence their roots come. And those roots in America, keep in mind, there are nations that are identified as kind of atheistic nations, amoral nations, Islamic nations. This is the only nation on earth that has been founded upon Christian principles and is founded as a Christian nation. And John Adams said that this nation is good for a moral and religious people and wholly inadequate to the governance of any other. The reality is our foundation, our roots, our biblical, Christ-centered roots, and we as believers need to plug in and occupy until he comes. He's coming soon, folks.
Absolutely. Greg, I'm thankful Amen. That you have taken time out of your schedule. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood. He resides up in the southern tip of heaven, that place called Tennessee, northeast portion of Tennessee. Greg, I know that you say that there's some colorful leaves in the mountains, and I know that the last time I visited with you, you pointed out the beautiful red and the colorful mountainsides. I didn't see the red, so are you seeing any? Are you seeing any color in the mountains today?
those colors will be changing soon. We're right up on this week is fall break, and those leaves are already falling, and some of them are turning now. This is the time of year when everybody in the United States, it seems like, wants to come through and visit East Tennessee and enjoy the changing of the leaves. You can't pick a more beautiful place to visit other than the mountains of East Tennessee when it comes to fall.
You're saying the southern tip of heaven, right?
The southern tip of heaven, absolutely. The Southwest Territory, as it was once known, East Tennessee, as some folks know it today.
Yes, well, Greg, thank you for taking a moment with us today.
Yes.
And God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Yes, and Greg mentioned something that I wanted to touch on real quickly, because on October 23rd, we have a LifeWise documentary that's coming out for one night only in theaters. And one of the things that it points to is, just because you removed something from the school does not make it neutral, because they really were saying that was one of the things that they were saying, we need to make it neutral, religious neutral, you know, religion, and from that sense, and by removing religion or removing the Bible from the school day. However, what we've seen is, in the removal of that, they have then gone on and promoted other ideas. And so it's not necessarily that they've made it a neutral standpoint, because we have seen these other belief sectors move their way into the schools, especially, you know, the public schools or whatever. And so what this movie will do is, will really do a great job of, it's called Off School Property, Solving the Separation of Church and State. Again, one night only, showing on October 23rd in theaters really across all of Jacksonville. You can go to lifewise.org/offschoolproperty to look and see where it's showing in your city, wherever you are, Mr. Greg, even in the south tip of heaven, as I hear. But it will do a fantastic job of really showing how the Bible was strategically removed from the schools and from the school day, ultimately, the impact that had on our students and then at large society, right?
That's right.
And then the fact that and how LifeWise is offering this constitutional sound solution to bring biblical truth and hope back to the students and back to the school day. And so thank you for mentioning that, because I think that it's a misunderstanding to think that just because you remove something from the school that's making it neutral, when in reality there are many other things that are antithetical, like we mentioned, to the Bible, that have already slipped in, and that not just slipped in, but they're promoting, you know, especially when you read these books and things like that. So
somebody's values, somebody's ethics, somebody's life view will be exposed, promoted in our classrooms.
Correct.
And so why not have the Bible as at least part and parcel of that program?
Correct.
Greg, thank you so much.
Go ahead. I can interject one more, your point is beautifully made, and that there is no neutrality. And when this crosses over into the Christian world, the story is told of a man that's given a choice, heaven or hell, God or Satan. And the man says, I'm not going to make a choice. I'm going to sit on the fence. And eventually he dies, and Satan comes for him. He said, no, 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 no. I was on the fence. You can't take me, Satan. And Satan told him, the fence belongs to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good illustration.
People need to realize there is no such thing as neutrality. Believers, you take a stand now while there is time to take a stand.
Amen. Well stated and good pointed challenge to our listeners today. I'm thankful. So, Greg, thank you so much. I know you're scheduled, but have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with the question or comment, please.
Blessings to both of you.
Thank you.
I think that it would be so awesome to have the Bible back in, and I believe that when you're saying the Bible back in the school, the Ten Commandments or whatever, we never, our children is mostly in school and daycare, and some homes don't teach the Bible. But if it was back in, a child would be able to see at least the Bible in school. And it says, train up a child in the way that it should go, and it shall not depart. In today's time, seeing thou shalt not kill may stop a student from going home to kill their parent. Mm-hmm. And later on in life, thou shalt not commit adultery. It may save a marriage. Mm-hmm. But a seed is at least sown in the school, and it may help someone somewhere that may not never see the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Rihanna,
yeah.
Respond to that.
Yeah, absolutely. She said something that it actually answers a lot of one of the main questions that we get, which is, why do we operate during school hours? Why do we not do before or after schools? And Miss Teresa there just so wonderfully put it, that there might be children that will never walk through the doors of a church.
Right.
But the parents understand that there is value in biblical principles. They don't know where to start a lot of the times and where to start to teach their children the Bible. But if it was available during the school day where they're already going to be, a lot of people don't know this about LifeWise Academy, but about 70% of the children who are enrolled are unchurched children. Mm-hmm. So we're reaching a very, very important demographic who might not otherwise have access to the Word of God.
Amen.
And right now, I don't find any coincidence that, you know, we're on the heels of this kind of global revival right now, and we're really encouraging people who, like Miss Teresa here and your son Greg, who called, see the value of biblical education and understand why it's so important for children to have access to that, yes, even during the school day. Because of the fact that we have these LifeWise Academies coming up really all across the country. When I saw you first time, we had only had 2 live programs. Well, that's doubled now. Mm-hmm. In the state of Florida.
Amen.
We were in only 34 states, I believe, when we talked before.
Yes.
We're now in 35 states. So it is growing all the time. And people in the community are finding it something that they want to get active in and they want to support because of the fact that they see the value. And so what we would love to do is even in Duval County, we would love to call those people out who see the value of biblical education and join us in building our program here in Duval County.
Amen. Looking forward to that. I believe Wesley's on the line. Wesley, go over the question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I appreciate your guest and her fervor for biblical education. I'd like to know her opinion, and perhaps your opinion if you're willing, to the idea that Christians need to come out of the public school system and establish private, Christ-centered schools to educate people, and that we need to eliminate government funding, government schools entirely, and go to private education. Government does not supply our gasoline, and it certainly should not supply the education for the children because it's fundamentally socialist. Thank you.
I'll take a strike at that first, and then I'll let Rihanna talk about it. But one of the things that I've said for 50 or 60 years now is to take the child out of the public educational system. It's an incubator of weaponization and sexualization of the child, and it's grown worse and worse and worse. This is the very reason that President Trump is now in the process of dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. I believe that education should be remanded back to the states remand it back to the counties, and the counties allow the parents to make make the choice and decision on what type of school, whether it's home school, charter schools, public schools, whatever. Charter schools is a form of public schools. But in either case, we're still in the vortices of this public educational system today that we need to have some way to reach the lives and the hearts of these kids that are in the school with the gospel, the word of God being proclaimed. Thank you so much, Wesley. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour of the break, news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials as we come back to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.org.